With my pistol in hand, I quietly made my way to the steps leading further into the chapel. I realized that these steps most likely led to the vaults where the faceless bride would be. It was then that I heard the bride's nails upon the stone wall, scratching, drawing closer and closer. When I turned, would it be a ghost or a person I would face? The bride's dress was torn and burnt. Her bare legs, starved needle points, staggered disjointedly. The veil hung low over her face. Her hands, the fingernails long and cracked, lifted up the veil. Her face! Even in the darkness, I could see its ruin. The eyes had been snatched from its sockets, the nose sunken in. All that was left was the mouth. Thin, melted lips parted to reveal brown, chipped teeth. A wheezing, gasping groan issued. And once more, she raised her hands, intent on strangling me.
Help me!